Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center, and we're going to discover all of the great work they're doing in central Minnesota to take care of our veterans. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Every day, women, men, and children across America suffer the pain and trauma of sexual violence. This heinous crime is one of the most underreported crimes in America. Members of the Minnesota National Guard are not immune to this violence. During National Sexual Assault Awareness Month, I want to bring attention to the problem and encourage victims and survivors to seek help. Sexual violence cannot be ignored. The assault may hurt one, but it affects all. A sexual assault can reverberate throughout a unit and beyond, degrading unit readiness by harming the life of the victim and the military's ability to work effectively as a team. In accordance with the Department of Defense policies, we seek to establish a climate of confidence for our service members, a climate where education and training create an environment in which sexual assault and the attitudes that promote it are not tolerated. We strive for a climate in which victims of sexual assault receive the care and support that they need and offenders are held accountable for their actions. The Minnesota National Guard can lead the way of change by confronting and changing insensitive attitudes and challenging misperceptions and biases surrounding sexual violence. As we continue to fight this crime, let me reaffirm my stance on sexual violence within the Minnesota National Guard. Sexual violence will not be tolerated. Our dedication to this problem reaches far beyond Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It is my job as the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard to provide a competent, ready force. We will continue to have programs in place like sexual assault prevention and response to support our service members. And we will maintain the required personnel, equipment, training, and resourcing levels that ensure our success.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we are recording today at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center, and the mission of the St. Cloud VA healthcare system is to honor America's veterans by providing exceptional health care that improves their health and well-being. We strive to provide veterans with world-class benefits and services they have earned and will adhere to the highest standards of integrity, commitment, advocacy, respect, and excellence. And joining me now to open the show and to talk about the St. Cloud VA healthcare system is Cheryl T. Schaefer, Associate Director. Cheryl, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
Cheryl, we took a mini tour of the facility and all the buildings here. It's a great big campus. Can you tell us a little bit about the St. Cloud VA and what your position is here?
Certainly. Well, here at the St. Cloud VA healthcare system, we provide healthcare to veterans enrolled for care in about a 27-county area, and that's primarily in central and west central Minnesota. We are a part of a larger network, which is a Veterans Integrated Service Network, which spans about a 6-state region. We have our primary site here in St. Cloud, which is the parent or host site to the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. And we have community-based outpatient clinics in the cities of Brainerd, Alexandria, and Montevideo.
So those are some of the veterans can go out there for some brief services, but if they need anything important, they come to St. Cloud.
Kind of. We provide primary care in those primary sites, but if they have specialty services, if we at St. Cloud aren't able to provide it, they could be referred to the community as well or be sent to the Minneapolis VA for those services. But primarily, we do provide primary care and a multitude of specialty care services at the St. Cloud site.
So can you share with us what type of specialized services do you provide here?
Well, we provide most of our care on an outpatient or residential basis, and we have quite a listing or quite a number of specialized services, and that can range from audiology to dental, ambulatory surgery, outpatient services, and then surgery in an outpatient clinic. orthopedics. There's quite a large number of services that we do provide.
And the St. Cloud campus has been here for, I understand, 90 years and has grown quite a bit over that time, hasn't it?
Well, we've been well established in this community. We have been here for 90 years and have very close ties to many of our community partners. The St. Cloud Commercial Club initially raised $60,000 to buy the land and turned it over to the Bureau of Veterans Affairs at the time to get a hospital established here.
Back in 1924.
It's been a while. But in the early years, we were primarily a psychiatric facility. And over the years, the care has really transitioned. And now we're more of a medical entity that provides primary care and a host of specialty care services.
We're speaking with Cheryl T. Schaefer, the Associate Director at the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. Cheryl, this was at one time, I understand, a working farm and sat on 218 acres and got a lot of space, a lot of buildings.
Well, we still have a lot of space, and we still have a lot of buildings, and some of that history stays with us. We have, you know, over the years, people affectionately refer to different areas as it was in the early parts of our history. For example, we have a parking lot that's referred to as the Pea Patch. But yes, we have a very rich history here, and it has evolved into what we provide today as world-class healthcare.
Cheryl, the facility looks like it's well-maintained, but it sounds like it's growing all the time. What type of challenges do you face here at the St. Cloud VA healthcare system?
Well, you mentioned a few of them already. We're growing, and that's a good thing. As we grow, we are able to provide more services to veterans in Central and West Central Minnesota. But that growth presents to us some challenges, and some of those challenges is to maintain some of our infrastructure in these buildings and to make them state-of-the-art. And we are very much keeping on top of that and have so many renovated and new buildings and new spaces that does deliver that world-class service to our veterans.
You have plenty of space up here, but I'm sure you've got budgetary constraints and there's only so much you can do each year, right?
Well, you know, space is a funny thing. We'd like to say we have plenty of space, but we have more services to provide. So we're continuing to look at our plan on how we can improve that space.
What's the most important thing that our veterans need to know about the St. Cloud VA?
Well, the most important thing from my perspective is that they need to enroll. We cannot serve them or help provide their health care unless they come here and enroll for services. You know, there's a number of resources out there for people to help assist in getting enrolled. Veterans should speak to their county veteran service officers to help get connected with us for service and health care.
And, of course, we've said that on our show many, many times. The first thing a veteran should do is go find their discharge certificate and go visit their county veteran service officer. And if they've got some kind of claim to file, go ahead and do that. And once they've done that, then they need to enroll and come into the St. Cloud VA healthcare system in order to get the services they require.
Absolutely. We would be very honored and proud to serve them. And if there's any one thing that we can ask the veterans to do, it's to go out and enroll.
Cheryl, you look like you enjoyed it here. How long have you been at the St. Cloud VA hospital?
I've been here for 15 years.
15 years. And I understand you were in public affairs at one time.
I was at one time. That was my first job into the system.
So then it should be easy and natural for you to talk about the VA hospital up here.
Well, it's easy and natural to talk about the VA healthcare system when it's just an incredible place to be and work, and it's truly an extension of service to country and an honor to serve our veterans.
Well, it's a big campus, and it looks like a beautiful place and plenty of room to build more buildings as you go forward. And we just got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
We'd love to see you come here to our campus. Allow us to show you what we have to offer at our site and hook up with a county veteran service officer to come and get enrolled for care.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
That was Cheryl T. Schaefer, the Associate Director of the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more information about the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from the St. Cloud VA Medical Center and learning all about this great big campus up here that at one time started out in taking care of mental health issues for our veterans, and a lot of acres just on the north side of St. Cloud, a lot of buildings, and well kept. It looks like a great campus. In this segment, we're going to talk to Jeremy Morstad, who is the Mental Health Residential Rehabilitation and Treatment Program up here at the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System. And Jeremy, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
That's a long name of the program that you're involved in, Mental Health Residential Rehabilitation and Treatment Program. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what that's all about?
I sure can. So the Mental Health Residential Rehabilitation Treatment Program is, we affectionately refer to it as the Residential Rehab Program here, to shorten it up a little bit. But basically what we offer is a residential level of care to provide mental health and substance use services to veterans in need.
So according to your website here, it says that you offer treatment to veterans for a variety of mental health issues, substance abuse, and post-traumatic stress disorder, or a combination of those conditions. So it's kind of a continuation of the historic use of the building, isn't it? All the buildings.
Indeed it is, with a rich history of this actually being a neuropsychiatric hospital. This is just a continuation of that service. Obviously, we've made a few improvements over time, but yeah, indeed, we do have a pretty good history of treating veterans with mental health conditions. And as you noted, we do treat mental health and substance use concurrently, and that actually is somewhat of a unique stance as far as treatment goes. Our same providers can treat mental health and substance use disorders at one time rather than generally what most other treatment programs will do, which is refer them to a substance use service or mental health service and then provide the next service subsequently thereafter.
So what kind of capacity do you have here to take care of the veterans?
We have 148 beds on this campus, where we are one of the largest programs in the country as far as providing true psychotherapy-based treatment. We generally get veterans from Minnesota primarily, but we also draw basically from the upper Midwest. So North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota are our main referral sites or states. But predominantly most veterans come from Minnesota.
So this is a federal facility, so it's open to veterans based on how much room you have and where they might come from.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right.
Okay, so how do you treat the veterans how do you take care of them with the substance abuse conditions?
Well, I think it's really important to know that every veteran has unique needs, and that's the biggest piece to this. And when people ask us, what is our treatment program like, or what do you do, my answer to that is we don't know until we actually see them. And when they get on our station and we provide a very robust assessment to what their needs are, we actually provide a very individualized treatment opportunity for them. So we're not a treatment program where, you know, these veterans come in and they all go through the exact same thing. They'll actually come in and we'll develop a treatment program that's unique to their needs. And this is an evidence-based best practice treatment model that we've actually developed here in St. Cloud that's being replicated across the country. And it shows a lot of promise for very individualized veteran-centric care and for good outcomes. And this is actually being replicated throughout the United States at this point.
So substance abuse, if a veteran comes in the door and they've been on some kind of drugs or if they've got an alcohol problem, you've got specific programs to help them resolve those issues?
Yeah, indeed we do. The first thing we'll do is when they come through our doors, make sure they're medically safe and able to participate in our treatment. And once we've crossed that hurdle, if there is one, then basically we immerse them into our residential program, which has a very milieu-type experience. So there's a lot of veterans helping veterans. There's a lot of opportunity for other things besides our normal treatment opportunities. There are, you know, even things as simple as eating three meals a day, going to bed and eating, or going to bed and waking up at the same time every day, are things that really get out of rhythm for people who have substance use disorders. So it's about getting all those things back on track and getting healthy.
We're speaking to Jeremy Morstad, the chief of the Mental Health Residential Rehab and Treatment Program at the VA Medical Center in St. Cloud. Jeremy, I know you've talked where we referred to earlier about PTSD, post-traumatic stress. I would guess that the VA healthcare system has learned a lot about that over the last 20, 30 years. Do we know how to deal with it? Do we know how to take care of our veterans?
I think that we do. I would say in the past 10 years, we've made tremendous advances in treating post-traumatic stress disorder to the point where some people are actually making full recoveries and if not, are making substantial gains or improvements in their life. We offer several evidence-based psychotherapies. The two of the main ones that we utilize in St. Cloud are cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure therapy. And both of these types of therapies really immerse a person into their traumatic experience or experiences and do it in a way where eventually the emotional output or the severe reaction that they have when thinking about or talking about these traumatic experiences actually subsides or starts to move away. And that's really the start of the recovery. And then after that, what we'll do is wrap around additional services to help with many times what we see are concurrent conditions. So there's depression or substance use or other things going on. And we really try to address all these things at one time to give them the best opportunity to recover.
Jeremy, we've talked about this on the show quite often, but the military's been on a war footing since 2001. And there's a lot of soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen that have been deployed repeatedly. And for post-traumatic stress, is that mostly current service members that you're taking care of?
Actually, it's not. I would say the largest population that we still serve is our Vietnam-era veterans. And right now, I'm going to say there are probably about 50% of our population. It's specific to residential rehab, about 25% are OIF, OEF, OND veterans, or Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and Operation New Dawn. And then 25% are from other eras or non-combat eras.
Jeremy, we've heard from the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs that there's a lot of my fellow Vietnam veterans that went through life, went to college, got married, had kids, did a career, and now they're retiring. And all of a sudden, the old demons are coming back. Is this what you're seeing?
It is, and it's something we've actually seen since 9/11. That seems to have triggered some veterans to actually come to us and seek services. So it's brought something out in them. They've been able to really kind of set aside and work through. But from that point on, and now with, like as you mentioned, the large group of veterans, the Vietnam-era veterans retiring, it seems that the things that they've had in the past that they used to cope are now gone. And so they struggle with that. So we do get veterans from time to time who come in and, you know, indicate exactly what you said, I've retired and now I have too much time on my hands to think, and these things are coming to me or coming back to me. And that's okay. Come on in, and we'll do our best to provide any help that we can for these veterans.
What type of goals do you put up to for those veterans when you're treating them? How do you define whether or not you've taken care of them and they can go back home?
Well, clinically, we kind of have our own behind-the-scenes goals of reducing the severity of the symptoms that we see. So we try to incorporate as much of that into the treatment plan as we can, but really we ask our veterans to identify their own goals. So if it's, you know, if they're having symptoms of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder and it's impacting their family life and their relationship with their wife and kids, they may want to work just on their relationship. And if that's what they want to work on, that's exactly where we start with them. And hopefully over a course of time, we'll get to everything. But really what the veteran wants to start on is what we want to start on as well. It seems to get them to buy in and to really want to be part of their treatment plan, which is very important to us.
Jeremy, it looks like here at the St. Cloud VA, you've got a large list of resources and clinical staff to work with and to take care of the various problems that our veterans might have.
Indeed. We are very fortunate. With this large of a residential treatment program, it takes a tremendous amount of staff. The way we staff and the way we pull off creating what's considered a national best practice treatment program is we staff it very robustly, and we give our veterans access to our staff as much as needed. And really to pull this off and to provide the best outcome possible, that's what's needed. So we've been given the resources that are above and beyond what you would see in most mental health and substance use settings.
So, Jeremy, if we've got veterans out there listening that have some issues and perhaps like the Vietnam veterans that are recently retired and having flashbacks to things, how do they get here? How do they get referred in and how do they get help?
So we make this very easy. Access to the Mental Health Residential Rehabilitation Treatment Program starts with just a simple phone call. And anybody that wants to, they can call this number, and that is 320-255-6390. And that is our 24/7 access line every day of the week, and that'll get the process started.
Jeremy, thanks for visiting with us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
My pleasure.
That was Jeremy Morstad, the Chief of Mental Health Residential Rehabilitation and Treatment Program at the St. Cloud VA Hospital. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back to learn more about the VA healthcare system up in St. Cloud.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. As we've said earlier, we're recording today from the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. And in a moment, we're going to meet the Acting Director of Extended Care and Rehabilitation Services. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
At the start of the Civil War, Minnesota was the first state to offer volunteers to the Union Army. Ordinary men from Minnesota made an extraordinary sacrifice. Only 3 years after achieving statehood, over 24,000 Minnesotans answered the call to service April 12, 1861. These brave Minnesotans often found themselves on the front lines or the last to leave the battlefield. Minnesotans played a pivotal role, and their service will never be forgotten. The Civil War changed Minnesota in many ways. After the war was over, many soldiers from other states were drawn here because of the Minnesotans they had met and the stories they had heard. The Civil War deeply shaped the state of Minnesota, and the 1st Minnesota Volunteer Infantry Regiment holds a special place in the history of our state.
Shelato, for more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Diane Lusinski, the Acting Director for Extended Care and Rehabilitation Services from the VA healthcare system in St. Cloud. Diane, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Can you tell me, you're the Acting Director of Extended Care and Rehab Services. What do you do?
Extended Care and Rehab Services provides services for elderly veteran or senior veterans. And a primary part of our program is our community living center, which is our nursing home unit. We have a 225-bed community living center. And as the name suggests, our intention is to make this a community for the veterans and try to make it as home-like and as veteran-centered as we can.
Are there certain specialties or types of care that you provide within the nursing homes?
Yes, we do. We have 7 different units, and several of them have some special focus. We have a memory care unit for veterans with memory issues or Alzheimer's disease. We also have a geropsych unit for veterans who are dealing with long-term chronic mental health issues. One of our units includes a ventilator-dependent unit for people that are maintained on a respirator and need that support and that special care that includes. We also provide hospice service and end-of-life care. Another area would be respite care. So if a veteran needs to come in for a short period of time to give respite to their family or their caregiver, they can come here for a week or 2 weeks while their family member takes care of other issues or things that they need or take a break from their cares.
Sounds like it's a good thing. It's a big piece of acreage up here and a lot of buildings and a lot of space.
Yes, it is.
I understand you also have an adult day health care.
Yes, we do. We have an adult day health care on campus here, and that program provides day services. So the veterans come here during the daytime and go home at night. And while they're here, they're able to participate in medical appointments, therapy programs. There's different recreational activities. And then the nurses can also help them provide medication management or supervision for other medical needs that they have while they're here. The VA will also pay for adult day health care services in the community. So if someone outside of the St. Cloud area is looking for that level of services, it can be provided and paid for by the VA.
So, Diane, where do most of your veterans come from that fill those 225 beds?
Again, I think most of them come from Minnesota area. We do have the largest CLC, or Community Living Center, within our region, And so we do get a lot of referrals from the upper Midwest area as well.
And I would guess a lot of them are within 50 or 100 miles of St. Cloud so that their relatives can come visit, I hope.
Yes, that's true.
So that makes it pretty convenient. So central Minnesota, I'm thinking, is where a lot of your veterans do come from. But being a federal facility, they could come from further away.
Yes, that's right.
Is it full all the time?
We maintain occupancy at about 94%. So that's pretty full for a nursing home. We do have veterans who come here for just short stay. Maybe they've had a period of illness in the hospital or a surgery and they need to come here and recover, and then they move on back home again. We do have people that tend to stay here longer who need that ongoing skilled nursing care. But we do have a fairly high occupancy rate and a high turnover rate.
We're speaking with Diane Lucinski, Acting Director of Extended Care and Rehabilitation Services at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. Diane, I want to talk to you a little bit about the rehab services. Now, if a veteran has some kind of surgery at the local hospital and they can't go home right away, might have to spend 2 to 3 weeks getting back on their feet, then they come to your unit and you help them with that?
Yes, that's right. We do have a number of veterans who come to us for rehabilitation care, and they'll stay on our nursing home unit while they receive their therapies. Within our department, we have the full range of therapy services, so there is physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. And all of these programs are geared towards getting them back on their feet, able to take care of themselves, and get them back to their highest level of functioning so that they can go home again.
I'll bet you like to see them graduate out of here and head home, don't you?
Yes, that's true.
Diane, I understand you've got some home-based primary care. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, home-based primary care is a team that provides services to veterans in the home. And the intention is to help them stay at home and avoid unnecessary hospitalizations or admissions to our nursing home. So we're really focused on keeping them in the home and keeping them as healthy as we can. So the team includes an RN who makes regular home visits. We also have other team members, including a dietitian, a social worker, psychologists, and a rehab therapist. So the intention is to just assess what they need and provide the services in the home and help keep them as healthy as we can.
That's quite a team, Diane. How do veterans access those kind of services?
We have a nurse manager in charge of our home-based primary care program, and the best option is to call our facility and ask for the contact for that program area.
So if they take a look at the St. Cloud VA healthcare system, there's all kinds of names, addresses, and contact numbers, and that's probably the best way to get in.
Yes. We also have an access coordinator, for our community living center, and her name is Christy Brewers, and she can help answer questions regarding to what services are available in the nursing home and how to access those services.
Dan, do you have any new and exciting additions planned?
We actually have a lot of things going on here and a lot of new construction. If you've been around the area, you can see a lot of buildings going up. We are in the process right now of remodeling one of our nursing home units, and we've totally gutted the building and renovated it with the goal of making it more home-like and adding private bathrooms, private bedrooms for all of the residents. We also are in the middle of a project to build a new rehabilitation center. So all of our therapy programs will be moving in one area together, and it'll be top-notch, state-of-the-art equipment to provide those therapy services. So we're very excited to see that. It should be opening here by the fall.
Sounds like you've got a busy department and lots to do, Diane.
We do.
We've just got a few seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just would encourage veterans to explore the options that we have here, and especially for your families, if you're needing support for your veterans, check in with us, and we certainly can help you out.
Diane, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
That was Diane Lucinski, Acting Director of Extended Care and Rehab Services at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more on the St. Cloud VA healthcare system on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Mike Menswar from the Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and Operation New Dawn program at the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. Mike, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Can you tell me about your program?
Yes, we've had a program here at the St. Cloud VA since 2007. where basically we want to make sure that all our returning Iraq, Afghanistan veterans are getting enrolled with their VA health care and using a special 5-year window that the government has given them to enroll without any concern for income guidelines and those kinds of things.
You know, what type of issues do you find that that they're suffering from?
Well, I do track that data actually pretty closely. The number one issue that our returning veterans suffer from are knees, back, and shoulder problems, which is a lot of body armor and heavy gear and carrying and that kind of stuff. That's the number one problem. The number two problem is with mental health related issues. So it's, you know, we're pretty fortunate actually. The data that we've been able to collect on this cohort of people going through these wars, when you look at all veterans, I think it's somewhere around 25% are enrolled in VA. But when we look at this group of returning veterans, we're now up to 60% of those that are eligible are enrolled. So that's great numbers overall. So we know a lot about them and what some of their needs are.
So I'm sure you've got data where you can show that veterans from different periods, from different wars, from different theaters of wars, all have different types of issues, such as Vietnam veterans suffer from Agent Orange, and in this group of veterans in the last decade or so, as you say, they slouched like Sergeant Ben because they've carried too much rucksacks, I guess. We shouldn't pick on Sergeant Ben, but he's here, so we'll pick on him a little bit. So is there anything special that you offer for them, and how do you reach out to them?
Well, what we do is we have a pretty good system set up here at St. Cloud where once we get an application in, our team calls them and we do an initial screening over the phone with them and try to identify any medical issues they might have, whether it's military related or not. Same thing with mental health wise. We look at things like education, employment related issues, legal system involvement, any of those kinds of things. And we try to kind of get an overall sense of what's going on so then we can start reaching into the different services that they might need in the different areas.
So you've got a wide range of both medical care and mental health care that you can provide for them?
Correct.
And it sounds encouraging that you're reaching a large percentage of them that have some issues from this current group as opposed to prior groups. Is that because of your outreach program, or what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is with the outreach. So, you know, especially with, say, our Guard and Reserve units, we really track those units quite closely as they deploy. You know, currently right now we have an aviation unit down in Kuwait. They're going to be there for the next year, so we're aware of them, and we'll be working with them once they get back. We'll be part of their Yellow Ribbon reintegration events when they come back. And so I've got a phenomenal nurse that works on our team, and she will call these people a lot to try to get them in. And we really want them to get them in and establish their care. We know they're busy. They've got young families, school, education, all kinds of things going on, but we really want to make sure that their needs are identified so that if something does come up, we get on it right away so people aren't finding themselves in a crisis.
So you actually participate with them when they come back from their deployments to let them know that you're here and you're available, and if they have some issues, here's who you contact and here's how you can get to the St. Cloud VA healthcare system.
Correct, right. Like their post-deployment health reassessments they do, we'll actually be there when they most of those are held out at Camp Ripley. We'll be there on those weekends, and we'll meet each soldier face-to-face when they come through. Probably more of our challenge are the people that join the active duty, left as an individual, came back as an individual. We don't always know about them. So that's why it's so important that we're putting things like here, getting great opportunities to be on the radio. So to say, hey, we need you. We need to get you connected with us.
So when the Army, the Minnesota Army National Guard deploys as a unit and comes back as a unit, you've got an opportunity, a clean opportunity to talk to those people that might have issues, but are active duty or maybe on the air side if they go onesies, then you have a little tougher time connecting with those folks.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great outreach program, and what a beautiful facility up here in St. Cloud. Lots of buildings, lots of acreage, and lots of resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to make sure that people are aware if they want to get a hold of our program, our phone number is 320-255-6453. And we also have a website where you can have all our program information, which is www.stcloud.va.gov/freedom.asp. And if you're military, Alpha Sierra Papa.
Hey, Mike, do you want to give us that phone number one more time?
Sure, 320-255-6453.
Mike, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
That was Mike Menzwar talking about the program from the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System to take care of our current veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, and Operation New Dawn. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Cheryl T. Schaefer, Jeremy Morstad, Diane Lisinski, Mike Menzwar, Julie Roman-Vera, Commissioner Larry Shelito of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we, the Minnesota Twins and the Minnesota Vikings, join us to talk about becoming Yellow Ribbon teams. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.